Hey guys, welcome back to Break the Cycle with Darlenny. Today we have a special guest, Mr. Kevin James himself. Kevin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, how you guys doing? Pretty much, I am a aspiring showrunner, show producer. Pretty much, I'm a visual artist. Anything video, cinema, or photography, that's kind of what my interests are. So.
Okay, yeah. Dope. So, Kevin, I've known Kevin for like, what, 2 years now?
Something like that.
Two, 3 years. And he's always had what I call a creative eye. He sees things and sees how he can improve them, how he can make them better. And I thought he'd be an appropriate first guest for Break the Cycle because, as you know, Break the Cycle is all about people that are breaking cycles in their own talents and passions. So, Kevin, what does breaking the cycle mean to you?
Well, breaking a cycle is pretty much, really working to do something that either you or no one in your family or friends have done, you know? When you're working on breaking a cycle, like, let's say if you want to be the first person in your family to go to college and graduate college, or be the first person in your family to make six figures, or the first person in your family to get married, you know, it's so many different ways to break a certain cycle. Because usually when you say break the cycle, it's because something is bad or something that's not progressive is going on. So that's usually how that works out.
Okay. And how do you feel, or do you feel like you've broken any cycles just by following your passions?
Well, it's, I wouldn't just put it as black and white as, you know, breaking a cycle. I just feel like, you know, doing things that you want to do is usually all in itself breaking a cycle, because, you know, a lot of times people kind of fall into what their parents want them to do, what their friends influence them to do. But, you know, it takes a lot of guts, a lot of cojones to really go out there and say, yo, I want to do this and I'm just going to focus on that. You know, like sometimes you have to sacrifice time with friends, times with family, and, you know, holiday time, you know, like your family wants you to be with them, but you have to create, or you have to, you know, put time aside to study your craft. And it's not as vanilla as it may seem. Like it may look like you could take 2 months away from your family and stay in your room and research and grind, but when you're actually in that time frame, it's a whole nother spectrum altogether, you know. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's never as black and white as it seems. And trust me, people will put the pressure on you, like friends who you may live in the same building, friends who are like in the same neighborhood, friends at work, friends of the family or your own family. Like, you're like, no one can guilt trip you like your parents or your grandparents. No one has that kind of guilt trip power like your mom or your father, you know. So it's just one of those things where it's never as simple as it may seem, but if you really want something, you know, you just gotta really put the grind in.
But I also think that sometimes they put a good kind of pressure, like whether it's friends or family. So sometimes when you tell them about your artistic vision or your craft or what you want to pursue, they kind of like hold you accountable. Like, hey, whatever happened to this? I thought you were doing this. And kind of like, I mean, you should always be the first primary person to hold yourself accountable. But even when you see yourself falling off, they kind of, you know, get you back up or remind you, like, there are people waiting for you.
Well, you know, it really depends on what you're doing, though. Because if you're, like, let's say if you want to, you know, start your own business. Because that's one of the more common things that people want to do. Yeah. You want to start your own business. It's like, okay, you want to start your own business. Your mom wants you to do nursing. Or she wants you to be an assistant, or, you know, do, like, work in an office. You know, like, so in her mind or your father's mind, like, they want you to go to school, get your bachelor's, graduate, and get a 9-to-5 and work consistently, have weekends off, and then build a family. In American terms, that's kind of what every parent wants you to do. Like, they want you to go ahead, get something solid, something stable to fall back on, and, you know, life don't really work like
that. Yeah, I definitely agree with what you said, but I feel like that's a part of, you know, when we talk about breaking cycles, it's not just within ourselves. I think even like a family thing. It's, you know, sometimes people expect you to go the same route they do, and I'm a firm believer that sometimes, whether it's family, whether it's friends, a lot of these naysayers, it's not so much that they put negative energy on you, but they're so used to doubting themselves, especially parents and grandparents. Like, they've always limited themselves or been limited by their circumstances, that they're kind of afraid to see you, you know, dream farther than them, because it's like, oh, the world is going to hurt you. Society's going to hurt you.
I mean, I would absolutely agree with that perspective, but sometimes they just don't believe that you can do it. You know, like it's hard. It's kind of like if you told your mom right now, listen, I'm going to make seven figures. you know, in 5 years, she's going to be like, that sounds fantastic, but, you know, how about you, you know, just get a good job and have something solid to build from and then grow from there? You know, like, I'm pretty sure there's hella people out there who want to be Jay-Z or who want to be Cardi B or who want to be J-Lo or whoever. But, like, the opportunities and the window it takes to get to that type of level, it takes a huge level of commitment, a huge level of sacrifice that a lot of people don't really have. I mean, like, let's say if you're in a relationship and you're with somebody and it's like, okay, you're all about him or you're all about her. It's like, at some point, they want you to be more as focused on them as you are on your craft. And that usually never really works out unless they're in the same type of environment of you or in the same type of mindset of you. And even then, it's like, there's nights where you probably just want to be home watching Netflix and cuddling, but you need to be out there pounding the pavement, researching your craft. Yeah. And it just never works as you know, clear as you may want it to be. You know, like, everybody I know wants to be successful. They want a healthy relationship. They want a healthy marriage, or they want a healthy relationship with their family, their friends. But it's never that transparent where you could just be like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to focus here and focus there. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, you don't want to be all about your business. But then when you read about people like Gary Vee, Eric Thomas, like they're so focused on what their craft is, like, they invest years into what they do, but then they make 7-figure, 8-figure, 9-figure checks. And it's like, it looks like the way to get that type of success is to really go hard on what you want and be kind of tunnel vision. And, you know, like, at the end of the day, the end result is happiness. And sometimes, especially in our age bracket, it's like, you want to stunt or you want to flex and you want to be able to have balance, and you really can't do all of it. You kind of have to focus on a certain way of what you want and understand that, listen, flexing isn't necessary, or stunting or talking about what you're doing is necessary. It's getting the result. And sometimes results are so important that people focus on everything but the result, you know? So it's kind of hard to really, really put a whole generalization of what you really can do, you know? So it's really like a coin flip, honestly.
I also think that when it comes to relationships and balancing, you know, your social life and stunting and kind of, I feel like it's more about you want to perceive this certain image. Everybody wants to seem accessible for the most part, I think. It's all about boundaries too. You have to be able to communicate these boundaries with different people, whether it's your parents, whether it's your friends, whether in a relationship especially, because I think if me and you are in a relationship, if we're intimate, then you should know, you should understand why sometimes I have to be in the studio or I have to be working on my craft and I can't be with you certain times. You know what I mean? Like, I think that should be an understanding, if anything. And if the person doesn't understand it, I don't think that might be a red flag. That might be the person that won't help you evolve. Well,
I mean, just like anything else, it's never that black and white. You know, like, it's like your mom, like, for example, wants you to win. Uh-huh. Right, but if you had to move to Florida for 2 years and take 2 years off from school to put you in a better position to do what you really want to do on the business end, would she really support that? Would your boyfriend really support that? It's like, it, in theory, it sounds perfectly normal and honest to do that, but it's like everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. It's like, you really have to do it. It's like, it's one thing to like have those conversations when you're cuddling. It's another thing when it's like, all right, so for 9 months, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be on tour. Yeah. For 8 months, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be in DR volunteering. I'm not going to be here. And 1 month in, 2 month in, okay. But once you get 6-7 months in, it's like, it's not what you thought it was going to be. You know, FaceTime only does but so much. Phone calls only do but so much. Texting only does but so much. You know, like, when you really get into the thick of it, it's like, that person really has to be down for you and the way you think. And a lot of times, people are in relationships for a year, 6 months, 4 months, and they want people to have 4-year commitment, and they only put in 4 months worth of work. And it's like, the math and the logic on that doesn't even add up. But we're in a society that's like, hey, you can do whatever you want, and you want a man to be part of your team, you want a man to understand, you want a man when you want him, or vice versa. You want a woman, like, you want a girl when you want her, you want her to be this, you want her to be that, you want her to be this, but what kind of work did you put into the relationship to be able to receive that? And that's a conversation that nobody's really ready to have. You know, like, it's really good to be committed to somebody. It's a totally different scenario when you're really committed and he or she is down for your ideas. Like, you wake up, they wake up, and they have new ideas to add to your ideas. Many people don't have that. You know, like everybody wants to be a relationship goal, but no one wants to put the relationship work to be a goal for somebody else, you know? And it's just one of those things where we get so caught up in what looks good that we don't really think about the substance behind it.
I agree.
And that's why a lot of things really fail, because we look at things from a perspective of, you know what, I deserve this, I deserve that. But why do you deserve it if you didn't put any work in? You know, like, you may be a phenomenal person, but to that person, you're just the girlfriend that they've been with for 4 months, for 6 months, for a year and a half. People want 20-year relationship power and strength, and they only put in 4 weeks worth of work. It just really don't make sense, you know? And I feel like you really got to put the time in, even in your craft. Like, you know, so like people want to work on music. You know how hard it is to be in music? You know how hard it is to be a photographer? You know how hard it is to be a model? Like you really got to grind, and you got to do work for free. You got to travel. You got to figure out your own travel. You got to figure out your understanding. You got to do your own research. You have to work with people, and you're going to meet some people that just don't care about you. They care about what you can do for them. And it's not really simple to do things like that. But you got to understand that if you're not going to be able to work and keep working and keep working even when you don't want to, and not quit even when you feel like taking a month off, like, it's so much that goes into anything, like, regardless of what you want to do. When it comes to, unless you want to be like a school teacher and you could spend that time learning and being around other teachers, something that's a lot more accessible. But if you're working for yourself, it's every day, it's like you're trying to own your own time. And it's a difficult thing, because it's like, when you think about time, like, you don't own your own time, whether it's school, whether it's work, like, somebody owns your time. Like, you have to put, like, you have a 3-hour class, a 2-hour class, that's 5 hours of your day that's not yours. You have work and you work an 8-hour shift, that's not your time, that's the company's time. So that's 8-5, that's 13 hours gone, that's not yours. So now you have to figure out what you want to do with the other remaining hours of your day. No one really looks at things at that level, but when you really want to win, or you really want to create something, it's like, if you work with somebody else, like, everything you do is based on how much time you put in for somebody else, not for yourself. So if you work 8 hours for your company and you work 1 hour for yourself, who's going to benefit more, you know? So it's so much to really go into it that it's really a struggle, honestly speaking, you know? But that's just how, like, we have to figure out how to go from 8 hours to 6 hours to 4 hours while giving yourself 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, and be able to supplement the money that you're not going to make work for somebody else and get it for yourself, you know?
And then I also would argue that it's not always about the money, in terms of, sometimes people look at money as a way of instant gratification. Mm-hmm. You know, why would I spend 5 hours on myself for free when I could be working, like you said, that 8-hour shift, that 10-hour shift, and see that paycheck? But it's like, you don't know. Like, first, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in your talent and the potential of your talent, and the thing about potential, it's not, it's one thing to have it, but it's another thing to really live up to it. And that's, like you said, that's not easy. That's not just by you saying, today I'm going to focus on music and tomorrow I'm going to be a big star. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like modeling looks easy, music looks easy, mm-hmm. photography looks easy. Mm-hmm. But that, when the, how easy it looks shows how hard that person has worked to make it look that way. You know what I mean? Like, now when I look at modeling, I think of it completely different, because it looks very casual, let's say, like a certain pose, but I just imagine how much work that girl had to do to,
absolutely,
you know what I mean, especially with photography. With photography is hard, but it's something that when you really want it, you dedicate time. And I also have this belief that when you have a passion about something, it's like, if you don't, like, give your time to it, it's gonna haunt you. Like, if you really want it. I don't know about you, but me as a creative, like, if I have a good idea and I don't pay attention to it, I literally won't be able to sleep. Or if I'm sleeping, whether it's in my dreams, whether it's just walking to the subway, like, something in my head is like, you should be doing this. You should be doing this. And when you're doing it, like, you're a good kind of tired. It's like the kind of tired you get after going to the gym, or after, you know, just after working a long day, but you actually felt like you got something done, something purposeful. Like, it feels good, but it's not supposed to be easy. But I feel like that's half of the reason why it feels good, because you pushed yourself to that level. You showed yourself what you're capable of, and you can't wait to see tomorrow what else you're going to learn, what else you're going to be capable of. And I always like to compare it to, like, like a garden, right? Like, have you ever seen a beautiful garden full of different kinds of flowers?
Yeah.
And people only look at the fact that all these flowers have bloomed, that every single, like, all of this together makes this beautiful garden. But they don't think about the time and effort that every single one of those flowers, like, that you had to give it, every, the water, the access to sunlight. And, you know, we're not all going to be, like a flower that's already bloomed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everybody wants to be. But you got to also find gratitude and, like, being a little stem. And the work that it takes to even become a flower, period. You know what I mean? That sounds corny, but it's true. There's so much that's
true.
Going on, even in the roots, even in the soil.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the most important part. Because without a foundation,
nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You know? So I think that's the problem with people, that sometimes it's hard. Everybody wants to get to the top, but nobody wants to build from the ground up. Nobody wants to have a solid foundation.
Yeah. And honestly speaking, you know, and every year now, as we age and as the years go on, it's only going to be harder to do what you want to do. Because let's say, like, you realize tomorrow, you know what, I should be a doctor. Like, there's hundreds of thousands of kids already in medical school right now, and all of them won't be doctors. You know, it's kind of like if you want to be a professional athlete, if you want to be in music, it's like there's people that's from day one, they work on their craft. Like, there's a kid right now, 16 years old, building a studio in his bedroom, working on music, you know, like, and he's grinding, and you, and then, like, tomorrow, like, you could realize, you know what, I'm pretty good at making beats, or I'm pretty good at, you know, like, singing a tune. But the grind it takes to go from zero to one, and then go from one to two, I feel like that's the most looked over part of any process. I mean, like, can you imagine being a doctor? It's like you got to spend, what, 10 years plus in school. And then from there, when you're actually able to become a doctor, now it's like people's lives are in your hands. Can you imagine, you give somebody the wrong type of pill and they pass away? Now that's a whole soul that you were responsible for,
yeah.
And now they're gone. You know, like, it's so much that goes into any type of work or any type of creative thing that it's like it's never as black and white as it seems. And the whole grind that it takes to be consistent, it's always a lot more work than it looks like. And we're in a day and age that everybody's showing things, but no one is showing the fact that they've been in the gym for 20 hours or
yeah.
a week, you know, really trying to grind on their body. And, you know, like, they're not eating any sugar, and they're not drinking. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much things that go into the end product that, literally, you could be finding out a whole list of things that you got to do to change your life right now. You're like, damn, I don't know if I can go without eating candy for 4 months. You know, Halloween's coming up. Or, you know,
yeah.
I can't go without,
sacrifices.
You know, drinking liquor
yeah.
on Thanksgiving because, you know, that's when me and the family get together. It's so many things that go involved that actually go on for you to actually piece together what you want to do. That it's always going to be a work in progress. And that grind, that sacrifice ain't for everybody. Like, it looks good as hell
yeah.
to be on stage rocking the crowd. But the hours it takes to be comfortable, to know your music, and
mm-hmm.
and to be able to perform it in front of people that are screaming,
mm-hmm.
that's another type of pressure, you know? And it looks good on TV. It looks good when you're watching
yeah.
Chris Brown dancing and singing at the same time. But the work that he had to put in years to be able
yeah.
to sing, dance, and not lose his breath and not pass out from exhaustion. Like,
hours of pain.
I was watching that Beyonce Homecoming. I'm like,
bro,
she had to work... She had to work, what, damn near 8, 10, 12 hours a day
Yo.
Just prepare for a 2-hour performance. It's like, come on.
And then it's also about purpose. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for the recognition? Are you doing it for the money? Are you doing it for the fame? Are you doing it for the look? Because that's what's going to keep you going. That's what's going to push you that extra mile. Like, speaking of the homecoming thing, a lot of people were mad that Beyonce didn't win the Emmys. And I'm like, when you put in so much work... The Emmys is a non-factor.
It's
the impact you've had on a culture, that the memories you've given, just people looking at it and saying, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I mean? Like, this would mean more to Beyonce than an Emmy. And that's the thing about whatever you're passionate about, whatever you're putting work in. It can't just be, I want to be rich, I want to be famous, because not only is it going to make you, as soon as you're not, you run into a failure, suddenly you're going to be like, this ain't for me. The purpose, the bigger idea, the bigger picture.
I agree. 100%.
You know? Because that's what keeps you hustling. So then my question would be for you. what's your purpose? What's that bigger picture for you?
Well, I mean, you know, one thing that, you know, because I watch a lot of inspirational stuff. I watch a lot of motivational things. And, you know, one thing that always stood out to me is a line that Jay-Z said, you know, in an interview. He was like, listen, do you want to be a trend or do you want to be Ralph Lauren? And it's like, that really stands out. Like, polo's been big my whole life. Like, even now, like, you wear polo anything. It's no matter where you are, it's like a respected brand. No matter what your culture, what your race is, you got a polo on, you got polo drawers. It's like, wow, this guy right here is this guy, okay, or that. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like, you don't want to be just a flash in the pan, you know, like you don't want to be like a dance craze, or like, you know, like, what was one point in time where everybody was wearing big t-shirts? Now, if you wear a big t-shirt, like, are you homeless? What are you doing? You know, it's, you know, like, it's, do you want to be just a trend, or you want to have that lasting power? And my goal is to do, you know, something similar to like what Tyler Perry has done, where he's created a production company. He has his own land, his own production, his own buildings, his own cinema money, his own cameras, where like creatives can come in and they can shoot just on his production alone. Like, he doesn't need nobody's money. And I feel like it's so important to be able to say that I own this. I don't need anybody. Like, I walk around with all my equipment. I don't need someone to bring anything. I got my own plugs. I got my own lights. I got my own cameras. I got my own lenses. I got my own mic. I got my own laptop. My own SD cards. I don't need anybody to help me create. All I need is a space. And I can bring everything else. And the power you have when you can say that I don't need somebody, like, people talk to you different. You know, like, when you have to reach out and pay people for a space, pay people to produce or to take a picture or do anything, like, they talk to you different because they know that you need them. But when you can go to anybody and say, hey, I just need you to show up. I don't need you to do anything but show up and do the XYZ. It's like, oh, wow. Now they feel like, you know what? I got to see what's going on, because if you don't need me, you know, like there's a different type of energy in the room. And a lot of times people want so much for nothing, you know, like, people don't want to sacrifice. People don't want to give anything up. Like they want you to come and shoot and record and do all this for you for free just because you know them. And it's like, but like, they'll go to somebody who they don't know, and they want, and they're willing to pay $200, $300, $400 for something simple. And it's like, bro, like, I could have did that for you for half the cost, just off the strength, and we could have built something as a team.
Yeah.
But like, you want to not respect my craft and respect somebody else's craft, and it's like, what's the point? You know, it's like, why do business like that? Why? I mean, if we're friends, we should be able to come to a conclusion. We should be able to plan something and build from there. And you'd be surprised. Like, it'd be the people that would look right at your stuff on social media, look right at your stuff in email or through text, and pay you no mind, and then when they see you start to get real notoriety, it's like, you know what? I always knew that you was gonna do it. It's like, well, I wouldn't have known that. Thanks for the support that I've never got or never seen or to acknowledge. And you'd be surprised. And one thing I learned years back is that people are always watching. So
always.
You know, like, so regardless of if you post once a month, once a year, or once a day, people are always looking at what you're doing. So, you know, I always work on being consistent and being the same guy every day. You know, where I have the same good energy. I don't like to, you know, be happy one day and then give off a negative energy the other day, because it's so important to, you know, to be someone that can attract more people to want to work with you than to be that, you know, like that sour person where it's like, you know, on Sunday she's cool, but, you know, Wednesday to Friday I can't really mess with her like that, you know. It takes a lot to be consistent, and at the end of the day, you know, life don't stop, you know, like, things happen, life happens, and you don't really want to be in a position where you're like, damn, I burned that bridge, or damn, I shouldn't have to say that to that person, or damn, I wish I could take that back. Like, regret kills, so I never want to be that type of person. That's important, you know, to be consistent and positive.
I also think that it's important to not do things for validation, like how you were saying, because people, first of all, you don't need anybody's validation. You just need your own. You just need to believe in your vision. You need to believe in it. And I always tell people, produce how you consume. If you wouldn't watch it, if you wouldn't enjoy it, if this is something that you as yourself wouldn't be interested in, then most likely other people wouldn't be either. But then on the flip side, you also have to trust your vision. It can't be, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Because it's like, some people, they could love it, but to them it's like, or they might not react, or they might not believe in you until they see everybody else believing in you. And that's why my mom always says, I'm going to say it in Spanish and in English. It says, nadie profeta en su tierra. So what that means is, nobody's a prophet in their land. no one's gonna listen to you until they see other people, and then suddenly it's like, oh, she might have something, even though they knew from the get-go that you had something going for you. But it's not until you get that that attention from strangers and from other people, or when, I think, whether it's photography or videography or music or mostly anything nowadays, until you get sort of like, let's say, New York Times writes about you, or Remezcla, or like one of these known brands, mm-hmm. suddenly people are like, oh, you doing your thing. Oh, I see you. You always saw me. You know what I mean? But it's like, that's why you got to see yourself first. You got to see that potential in yourself before you expect anybody else to see it. Because like you said, nobody sees the behind the scenes. And even if they do, nobody respects it until you get to that level. I'm sure there's a lot of people that now be like, yo, I remember when Tyler was just writing in his local high school. You know what I mean? But now look at who he is.
Yeah, and the most interesting part about that is the first thing I learned is I do what I do because I like it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if I got 2 million likes or 1 like. I'm literally okay with just creating. And that's all I really care about. I will work with somebody who has no followers and no Instagram. I'll work with somebody who has 1 million followers. It, to me, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, creating is creating. And I work with who wants to work. Period. I don't care what it is. I work with people. I've done projects with people that cost nothing. I've done things that cost a lot of money. But at the same time, it's you know, like, when we can come and have a discussion to work on something, then we work on something. And I feel like sometimes people only do things because they want to be seen doing things. And for me, it does not matter. Like, I don't work. I don't do anything because I want people to see that I do anything. You know, I just work because I want to work, and I record things as I do it because, you know, I'm working. At the same time, it's like, you got to understand that once you do things for you, it's for you, and then no one can take it from you. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when you do things to be seen, you know, people's comments affect you. You know, you having 4 likes on the picture that you posted yesterday would affect you. At the end of the day, if you do it for you, it's for you, and then, like, the quality of what you're putting together, it's going to be a lot more natural, a lot more real. And again, do you want to be a trend, or do you want to be Ralph Lauren? Like, I think about that every time I do anything. It's like, it's one, you know, like, it's easy to get caught up on what you think looks good, but what looks good for you? What sounds good for you? It's okay to do something that's like never been done, because when it's something that's, hey, you know what? I saw Delaney doing this, and she was the first person I've seen do this. Now it's like, okay, you have that mantra, like, you know what? I'm okay doing things outside the box, and that's important. And, you know, people usually get caught up on friends and people's advice. Like, I don't ask nobody for nothing. Like, you can ask anybody who knows me. I never ask for advice. I don't really ask for much, because at the end of the day, I'm willing to put the work in. If it's wrong, I'll do something brand new. Or if it's right, I'll try to build on it. But I have no problem putting the work in. You know, like, that's one thing that I have no problem doing. I've gone 3 days no sleep recording one thing for 30 minutes. And it's like, are you going to put the work in for yourself, or you're not going to do it? And that's like the most underlying thing. It's one thing to want to create something. It's another thing to know how much work it takes to make it the way how you want it. And honestly, like, a lot of people struggle with that idea, which is why a lot of people aren't cut out to work for themselves or to create something that has lasting power, because it takes a lot of work, you know?
Yeah. And chances are, when you're creating something that is timeless like that and can have an impact, it might be never done before. So it might not be, you know, receptive. People might be like, what are you doing? This is crazy. This is weird. This is odd. But that's the longevity of it. It's innovative. It's different. And that's why it's important for you to be the biggest person that gives your craft and your passion validation. For me personally, I do tend to ask for advice, but I ask for advice once I have the finished product, just because I want to see how other people will see it. But before I even show it, I have to make sure I'm happy with it.
Absolutely.
And then find the balance, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, I remember when I was starting my vlog, let's talk about it, like, 1.5 years ago, it was supposed to be just, like, me talking to a microphone on a camera. And I remember something in my head was like, no, you should do this crazy idea where you're playing multiple characters and this and the other. And I remember thinking, nobody's going to understand that. I'm going to look crazy. I'm going to look like I have, like, a personality disorder. People, what? But when I tell you, it would haunt me, like, no matter where I was, no matter what I was doing, it was like, do it, just try it. to a point where I was like, all right. And even though I felt funny at first, like once I put the camera on me and saw myself dressed different, it felt right. And you just know when something feels right, because as soon as you're editing, as soon as you're like, whoa, I did this?
Yeah.
And it's you. And you still be like, nah, ain't nobody fucking with me. The truth. That's the right energy. Because I remember when I recorded my first episode, which I never posted, but it was like way before I did the skit, I was like, something's wrong here. Something doesn't feel authentic, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? I don't care if I get 5 views, that's a lot. And I don't care what people think. This just is fun. So when I remember, like, when people were like, wow, like, a lot of people were shocked. And I was like, I was shocked as well, because I was like, oh, I didn't think you'd understand, you know?
Yeah, and it's a big deal to, you know, just create it. You know, like, I noticed I was watching football last night. I was watching, like the Sunday night game, and I saw one of the commercials, and one of the girls in the commercial, I recognized her from YouTube. And I'm like, yo, she went all the way from creating videos on YouTube, now she's going to have a show on Channel 4. And I'm like, wow. I believe that's her name. Yeah, and I'm like, wow. And I think how many videos she's did, how many editing she's done, how much, you know, creativity she's put in for years,
mm-hmm.
to now be able to be on the main, on Channel 4 is one of the number one channels in the country. And it's just amazing to see, like, when you grind and you put the work in, nobody could tell you nothing, because no one could take the work that you already put in already, because you already put it in. But
yeah.
People you know, unfortunately, are going to try to discourage you either on purpose or, you know, by their own understanding. Sometimes, like, I can't get mad at people for not understanding what I'm doing. They're like, damn, like, here you go with this big-ass suitcase going to Jersey or going to Connecticut or going here. It's like, I don't expect you to understand. I mean, like, I'm not going to not create because I don't drive or I don't have a car. It's like, bro, if I got to hop on LIRR, I'm on there. And I have all my equipment at hand. I could unpack it, shoot, pack it back up, and get up out of there. You know, sometimes it's like when you're willing to grind, then slowly doors start to open for you. Like, all of a sudden, dudes like, yo, listen, if you want to travel here, Delaney, I can give you a ride between here and here. If you need the space, I can give you a room between this time and that time. But you have to work first. You know, sometimes people want everything right and then go to work. It's like, nah, sometimes you gotta go to work and not have a clue of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then it happens. It's like,
yeah.
Damn, all of a sudden people be like, you know, I've been dying for somebody to have an idea so I can get in the space. You'll be so surprised who will hold you down when you start putting the work in. You'll be so surprised. I mean, I got half the clients I have now because I just started going to New Jersey and shooting at random gyms. All of a sudden I'm meeting people that's like, yo, bro, I like how you shoot. Yo, I have a gym over here in this part of Jersey. I'll pick you up from here and we go work out and we'll shoot and I'll pay whatever it costs. And it's like, you don't know what you can do until you have the opportunity to do it, but you gotta put the work in. And you know, it's I can't say that enough. You gotta just go ahead and work.
And you know what I think is interesting about your photography and your videography is that it matches your personality. Like you said, you always happen to be in a good mood, and for the most part, you give me very like bright vibes. Like you're just like your personality is just very bright. And when I see your photography, the way you capture people is very like, it's like it's the way you see them. Like if I knew you personally, which I do know you personally, yeah. and then I see these pictures, I'm like, this is so interesting, because you kind of highlight the uniqueness of people. And with photography, you notice that everybody, like, no matter if you have the same camera, like, you could sell the same camera to 5 people, they're going to take different pictures.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to be based on their vision. How do they see you, and how do they think that you should be seen by the world?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that's what I think is very interesting about the product that you put out, and the content you put out. Kev also does this really cool thing. I don't know if you still do it, but when we worked at Best Buy together, he would write quotes.
Yes.
On a water bottle, on a smart water. And every day was a different quote. So do you want to...
Yeah, it's interesting because I've been doing a quote thing for like, you wouldn't believe it, like 8 years. I've been putting quotes on things and putting quotes on my Facebook and things like that. And, you know, I would just put the quotes out there just to put the quotes out. It was never like I was trying to be the quote man. And then slowly people just started, was like I forgot his name already. He's Apple Master at Best Buy. He was just like, yo, where are you getting these quotes from? Yo, man, where's my quote today? And I'm just like, I didn't even know people were really paying attention. I would just write, I would put it on a bottle, put it on the gram, put it, you know, in the store and leave it in the fridge and finish your water. If I don't finish water, oh well. And then it really, you know, took on like a life of its own. I never really planned to be doing things like that. I just started doing it because I felt like, you know what, this, I mean, one, Smart Water doesn't sponsor me, so I didn't want to give them the recognition. So I just started writing on the bottle, and literally started like that. I was like, man, I got all the space on the bottle. Let me just write a quote on it. And then every day I just like, you know what, put a quote here, put a quote here. Then it was 5 days a week I was doing it, and I was posting on Snapchat, posting on Instagram, and then it just kind of took off on its own. Same thing with like my bag. I like slowly I started naming my bag Shirley, and then people been DMing, you know, sending me messages and emails like, yo, are you gonna bring Big Shirley or Little Shirley today for the shoot? And it's like, it's just, you know, like when you just have a consistent positive energy about things, you know, like it's just, it's, you know, like it's something kind hearted that people just kind of draw, you know, like draw an attraction to. It's never something that I was like, you know what, this is what I'm gonna stand for and I'm gonna do this, you know, like with quotes, it's like people just need to hear positivity every day. And mm-hmm. you know, like we take so much for granted what people are going through. Like you probably don't even know that your best friend is probably going through like a life altering situation because mm-hmm. some people are private. But you know, it's, I felt like, you know what, every day put something good out there and that's it, because people need to hear something good, something creative, something to make them start thinking. You know, like I don't need anybody to text me back and be like, yo, I love the quote. I don't care. All I care about is posting the quote. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I never asked nobody, hey, I never asked you, hey, what do you think about this quote?
Yeah.
I just wrote it on the bottle, took a picture of it.
Because the right water. Person will find it.
Yeah, it just, people just started to be like, yo, I like these quotes you put. Like, where'd you get them? I'm like, bro, they're all random. No, don't even ask me where I get them from.
Don't even
they're
think
all, they're
about
all
it
random
too much,
days.
Yeah.
I either have some in my phone from like years ago or whatever. I just put a quote on the bottle and it kind of took on a life of its own, you know? And like I said, sometimes it's just being consistent doing one thing, you know, like sometimes people want to build a whole wall, you know, a whole wall of consistency. But, you know, one thing that Will Smith said, he was like, you know, sometimes you just, he said, you got to just take one brick and place it perfectly every day. You know, sometimes people want to do so much in such a small amount of time. Sometimes you got to take one idea and place it strategically one place and then take the next brick, build it right next to it perfectly the next place. And then from there, when you keep being consistent, 3 months from now, you'll have like you'll see your ideas start to take shape. Same thing with working out. Sometimes it just takes, you know what, stop eating chicken, fried chicken at 10 o'clock at night. You know, sometimes you got to cut out just small meals and then get more active, and then soon your body will start to realize, you know, like you start to burn some of that fat off. And then from now to Christmas, you'll be like, damn girl, what you been doing? You're like, I just been consistent, not doing bad things to my body. It don't take much to really change things. It just takes one consistent good thing every day to really build something that you want. And listen, day one to day 30 is always the hardest because you have to break your whole routine of doing dumb shit. But then once you start to get it, like, yo, if you were to run every morning for a half an hour, you'd be like, damn, my life changed in 2 months doing something so small. But, you know, people never think of it like that. They just think, damn, it's going to take me forever to get in shape, or take me forever to build this brand, take me forever to look a certain way. It's like, bro, if you just stop complaining, take your time, and do things step by step and consistently, like just do one thing every day consistently. Like every morning, if you eat oatmeal, just be consistent eating oatmeal every morning. And then you'll be like, damn. And like 40 days, you'll be like, you know what? I feel a lot better. And then from there, they used to look a lot better. But it's just all about being consistent, doing one thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's that simple.
My dad used to always say it takes 21 days to break a habit. And I feel like, yeah, you know, it's easy to be like, okay, I'm going to do this for 30 days. I'm going to do the 30-day
challenge,
ab challenge, mm-hmm. whatever. But I feel like by the, I would say the 15th day, it doesn't even become about getting to the 30th day. It mm-hmm. sort of becomes a lifestyle. It sort of becomes, I genuinely feel better. Mm-hmm. I genuinely am happier. So, like, for example, for me, I remember I was like, oh, I want to get into meditation. Meditation is hard.
Absolutely.
Because meditation is like, it's all about shutting your brain down. And if you're somebody like me, your brain is always on, constantly. Like, even if you're, like, about to go to sleep, your brain is, like, racing a million miles per an hour. But you, like you said, you have to start slow. So for me, it was like, okay, I'm gonna do 2 minutes today. And those were the hardest 2 minutes of my life. Mm-hmm. I promise you. I got distracted in like 50 seconds. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, all right, today we're going to push it to 3, 5, 7, 10, 15, 20. To a point that sometimes even if I'm like, okay, now where I'm at, it's like, if I don't meditate, I feel weird. Like literally my body's like, something's off. It's like recharging a battery. What are you doing, sis? Sis, what's going on? And I'll go home and meditate in the nighttime. Or if let's say today I put a schedule for like, okay, I'm going to meditate for 5, 10 minutes. My, like, even if the timer goes off, my body's like, we're not done yet. Gotta put, like, or sometimes I just won't time it. It's like my body would just do what it needs to do. And that's the same thing for running. That's the same thing for working. When you're doing it not so much because you want to meet a goal, it's always important to set goals just to hold yourself accountable. But it comes to a point where it doesn't even become about the goal or the destination. It just generally becomes about the journey, what you've learned, how you've evolved, how has it improved you? Who you are, and how are you closer to becoming the person you're meant to be? Absolutely. Because I feel like that's what life is. Life is, I read it from a Iyanla Van Zandt book. Life is all about realizing who you're not so you can become who you are.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, like when you ask the question about breaking a chain, you know, breaking a cycle, mm-hmm. you know, like for you to break a chain, like you have to work on one link. And then work on that one link until you can change it into something else. And it's legit the hardest thing to do. But once you get consistent, like, you'd be surprised how quick things can change. Like, yo, people don't realize how long 1 month is. Like, 30 days is a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long time to do anything. Like, if you worked out every day for 30 days, you'd be like, oh, my God. I can't believe that I was comfortable being who I was 30 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, like can you imagine if all you drank was water for 30 days? Like, all you drank was, if you drank a gallon of water every day for 30 days, your body would be like, thank God. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, thank God.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it's something that we don't think about because there's so much going on. It's work, there's social life, there's family, there's goals, there's things that you want to do, there's anxiety, there's stress. It's like, it's so many things haunting you at one time. It's hard to really pinpoint what you want to do, but in order to break these cycles and to break these chains, you know, you gotta work on one thing every day consistently until you can change it, and then go and then move on to the next thing. Sometimes, like, we want to change everything at one time. It's like, girl, there's no way you're gonna stop smoking tomorrow. Ain't no way. There's no way you're gonna stop dealing with, you know, people who are no good for you tomorrow. But day by day, you gotta spend less time with them until they just disappear.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer of, you know, sometimes God or life, whichever you believe in, will throw pebbles at first, then little rocks, until you gotta get hit by a brick. Some people gotta get hit by a brick. I've had moments where sometimes a pebble will do it, sometimes a big-ass brick will, like, be like, all right, I get it now. But I feel like that's a part of, like, your learning process, and that's why you gotta understand, like, this isn't a race against somebody. You can't compare somebody's success to your success or what you want to mm-hmm. achieve, because you both got there in different ways. You both did your own way, and it worked for you. Everything works differently. We are running a little out of time, so I have two more questions for you.
Yep.
Number one, if you could go back 10 years from now, time mm-hmm. travel, and give one piece of advice to who you were,
mm-hmm.
What would that be?
I have a A and B to that question. Because mm-hmm. one, I wouldn't change anything, because I wouldn't understand what I know now without going through what I've went through. But if I would give younger Kevin any advice, I would just say shoot your shot. You know, like, if I would have picked up on artistic things when I was heavily into them when I was younger, before I got into them again, I probably would be at a much different place now. But, you know, like, you have to go through certain things until you realize, you know, what you really want to do. And, you know, one thing about time, you know, time really plays tricks on you. Because, like, you feel like, yo, I'm 21, I'm 25, I'm 30, I should have a certain thing. And it's like, says who? Like, who you know at your age got what you want? The answer is usually only people you see on TV. And then it's only a handful of those people. So it's like, how you gonna compare yourself to Kanye West or to A Boogie or to Cardi B? It's like, do you know what they had to go through
mm-hmm.
to get that? So mm-hmm. it's like you want to compare yourself and say, damn, how come I don't have that? It's like, how are you gonna have that and you haven't gone through anything? like you've gone through 6% of what they've gone through to get what they want, and you're mad that you're not there. It's like, how can you do that? Impossible.
And the last question would be, When you think of breaking a cycle or what somebody needs to do to break a cycle, what's one key word that you feel like is important in that process?
One key word?
Or a sentence, if you have more than one word.
I would just say, don't be afraid to be who you are. I feel like that's the most, I honestly feel like that's the most straightforward that I can say. Because a lot of times, like I found out recently that like a friend of mine has a friend that recently came out that, you know, like that she likes women. And it's like, she's 31 years old, 32 years old, and she's just coming out to her family and her friends that she's, you know, like she's been holding that dark secret in for so long. It's like, listen, if you're gonna be who you gotta be who you gotta be. If you gotta stop talking to your best friend for 2 weeks so that you can get focused on what you want, then do it. You know, at the end of the day, people's opinions, like, you know, those people don't live in your head. You know, like when you mentioned earlier how like you couldn't sleep because you have an idea. Can you imagine you wouldn't do the you wouldn't do the idea because your best friend felt slighted that you wanted to be creative? It's like, now, so let me not be who I feel like I need to be because I have to appease somebody else. Like, they don't pay your bills, they don't sleep in your bed, they don't live in your head. Like, all your bills go to Delaney. They don't go to your best friend, they don't go to your ex-boyfriend, none of that. It goes to you. So if you're not 100% in tune with your star player, yourself, you're going to fail. Like, you have to be 100% on board with yourself. And if you're not, then you got work to do. Straight up.
Okay. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on Break the Cycle. Would you like to drop your Instagram handle? Please book him. He's a visionary. And this is just the beginning for him. So, you know, let the people know how they could contact you, Kev.
Just at King Kev James. One word, straight up, DM, and I reach out, and we can work together. Straight up, that's it.